And welcome now to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Let's try this for an analogy. Let's see. Dog is to St. Bernard as piano is to Burzendorfer.
I didn't see that coming.
Trevor Stevenson is the player and owner of an 1855 Burzendorfer grand piano. And, I mean, they do have this strong woofer, don't they?
Yeah, right. It's
a bass end, very powerful in a Burzendorfer.
And brilliant in the top and a very
sometimes strong woofer. Sometimes even a few extra notes in them.
They did. They added that in the 20th century, right? And this particular instrument that we're going to hear today was built in 1855. It's the end of the line for the founder of the company, Ignaz Burzendorfer, who started business back in the 1820s and would have known Beethoven and Schubert and all that. And it's really in many ways not related to the modern Burzendorfer, except in some of that, you know, that strong bass and brilliant treble. But what's amazing about this piano is that there's no metal frame. There's no metal plate in it. It's all wood. And the engineering aspect of it is that they managed to take the very high tension of modern piano wire, take it in a graceful way with a wooden frame without losing the resonance of it, which is always the trade-off and the problem.
Sure.
Which is why pianos largely went to metal frames in the 19th century. So this is kind of a last hurrah of the forte piano. It's like a forte piano on steroids. It's the 18th century piano on steroids. But you can hear a voice of 19th century music, which I think people would have heard every day. They would have heard all the time, which it's a strong, large, dark sound. I found this instrument in Milwaukee a few years ago, and that's a long story in itself. But I spent a few years rebuilding it, very excited about it, and I just thought you should hear it.
Sure. What sort of wood is so strong that it can sustain those strings?
It's funny. It's mostly the way the wood is structured. If you reach underneath the instrument, the side of it, the rim of it is, I think it's poplar and spruce and things like that, but it's in a massive stack.
Uh-huh.
It's 6 inches thick and stacked all the way from the bottom up to the top where the pin block comes.
Kind of like plywood is so strong because it's layers.
Right, exactly. Right. So that's how they did it. There are two iron struts in it. And the string tensions are a little bit lower in it, but basically the magic is in the way that the soundboard is able to resonate, and yet there's no metal plate that becomes part of the sound. What people don't realize is that on the modern piano, the metal plate actually, even though it helps you, it is a big part of the sound. Also on this instrument, the wires themselves, it's been restrung with 19th century type piano wire, which is a little bit softer than modern piano wire.
Wow.
The hammers are covered with leather, which is what the German makers held onto almost uniformly to the end of the century. Brahms, and also you should know the action is, this is an old forte piano style action like Brahms would play it on to his dying day. And it's just very Germanic in its sound. It's very quick on its feet. it is, and it has a lot of what you call the leather and the action, and the hammers probably gives the sound more of a consonant on the front edge of it. So when you put all these things together, it adds up to a different voice. Yeah.
So kind of a Germanic sound of this first piece, which is French.
Of course, a French piece, right. But it's a piece that people know, and it's always nice to hear, old wine and new skins or something like that. This is the Satie Genopadie.
Number one.
Thank you.
Well, there are some very interesting things going on there, aren't there, with the 1855 Busendorfer.
Right, and the Satie Jeanne d'Arc. Of course, we were talking about, as it was playing, the movie My Dinner with Andre ends with this music playing and the guy going down the street in the cab and having an epiphany about the meaning of life. And it's a very sad, but also in some strange way, an uplifting piece.
Well, as long as this piano, Trevor, is so German, as you have described.
Yeah, that's keep playing non-German music on
it. Yeah, really. Right. Without further ado, what else do we have?
This is a very early Chopin nocturne. It's opus posthumous because he never published it, but he wrote it when he was a teenager. He wrote it for his sister. He sent it to her as a practice piece. It's an elegant piece of writing with the you can hear on this piano how the melody, the soprano range, really sits kind of in a beautiful spot, I think. So this is the C sharp minor nocturne. Thank you.
Well, again, that has a very definite feeling to it.
Yeah, it does. And that's an 1855 Bösendorfer concert grand. It's triple strung. It actually has a pretty big voice, and I will be dragging it to the First Unitarian Society this Friday night for a concert. It's premiere on
7 o'clock lecture, and which is really a lecture slash entertainment, if I may
exactly.
say so. Yeah. And 7:30 concert there in the Landmark Auditorium. That's the big part there.
It's a Landmark is the old Frank Lloyd Wright
Auditorium.
Oh, that's
Auditorium. The old Frank, that's what they
call that. Yes, right. And the new one is the Atrium. Oh, but this concert will be in the Frank Lloyd Wright.
More intimate setting. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Chopin, Beethoven, Debussy, Schoenberg, Johann Strauss the Younger. Are you going to do the Blue Danube?
I am going to play the Blue Danube. Yes.
Rich. And then a Hungarian dance by Brahms on the program Friday night, May 13th. Okay. Let's see. What else do you have?
Little Granados here. This is the Spanish dance number 5. And particularly enchanted by the way these dissonances in the bass come out. This is guitar writing by a pianist, but the Bösendorfer handles these half steps that are all over the bass in this in a wonderful way and very musky.
Spanish dance number 5.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. So we've had French. We've had, well, Polish.
Polish. We've had Spanish. Right? And now an Austrian. Right. Yeah. And this is an Austrian piano. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's about time to get a match.
So this is Schubert, the Moments Musicaux, and number 6 in A flat. Thank you.
Well, there you could hear some Austrian music on an Austrian piano, finally.
Franz Schubert played on an 1855 Bösendorfer, and that instrument will be at First Unitarian Society this Friday night.
As will Trevor Stevenson.
I will.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be very interesting. He'll actually be playing it. Yeah. Chopin, Beethoven, Debussy, Schoenberg, the whole beautiful Blue Danube, what fun, right. And Brahms.
Right.
Hungarian dance as a
With piano four hands with Tim Mueller.
That'll be fun. Yeah. Friday night. Yeah. 7 o'clock is the lecture, 7:30 is the concert. Landmark Auditorium, the original Frank Lloyd Wright part of the Unitarian Meeting Society.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll end up with a little bit of a free fantasy here. This is Wagner's Tristan and Isolde prelude, just a little scrap of it played on this piano. And actually, Tristan and Isolde was written in 1855, the year this piano was made. Oh. It was a true zeitgeist. and then we'll hear just the first piece, very briefly, of the Schoenberg's Little Piano Pieces, Opus 19, written in 1911. And of course, I hope that the joint is seamless. Schoenberg is definitely channeling Wagner and kind of boiling it all down into this emotional moonscape kind of thing. I mean, there's really very little oxygen on this planet that they've created, but it's wonderful. And of course, this style is what dominates all the movies, the Perry Masons, everything it does in the 40s and 50s. This is the style that takes over the noir element of the 20th century. So I wanted you to hear how this piano handles it.
All right, here we go. One short one, after which, of course, the quiz question here on WPR. Schoenberg taking his cue from Wagner.
Right, so that was me pushing the Wagner Tristan Prelude and the Schoenberg little piano piece together, just showing how heavily Schoenberg relies on Wagner and in the formation of the atonal style. It's more reliant on Wagner than it is upon Brahms and that kind of thing.
Based on that.
An elegant despair to it all.
Yeah, I would call it elegant despair. Yeah, that's right.
That was an 1855 Bösendorfer piano.
Have some fun with that Friday night.
Yes.
Trevor Stevenson playing Unitarian Meeting Society there.
Thank you, Norman.
Always fun, always interesting, always exploratory.